New research highlights the instability young people in foster care in Montana face and the barriers this can create as they transition into adulthood. The NEE Casey Foundation report shows that moving in and out of foster care placements, unstable placement settings, and leaving the system without finding a permanent family can create barriers to well-being. Jasmine Saunders is a youth leader with the organization Foster Club, who has been in and out of the system since she was young. Now she's a student at the University of Montana. Saunders says every kid needs stability no matter how they grow up.
It affects their trust issues with people in their life. It affects how well they do in school before and after they age out. It creates a lot of habits that kids who age out of the system who didn't have a lot of stability usually lack.
In the Treasure State, 14% of kids in the foster care system are 14 or older. By age 21, 48% of foster care youths in Montana have full or part-time employment, compared with 66% of the general teen population. When it comes to a place to stay, 48% have stable housing, compared with 70% overall. Leslie Gruce is director of the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative, which works specifically to improve outcomes for foster youths ages 14 plus. She says stability is the key to ensuring kids are better off later in life.
The one thing that I hear repeatedly from all of the young people around the country that we work with is that they need someone to rely on no matter what. Young people need permanent adult connections. We really have to do better.
Saunders says foster kids may struggle more than other kids, but probably make up one of the most resilient populations in the country. They just need the proper support.
We need one person to believe in us to get going. And I'm fortunate I have tons of people who believe in me, but some kids don't. And I believe that one person is all it takes to get a kid going.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.